where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
A meeting is planned at Omgenong tonight to discuss concerns about high benzene levels this week. It's being held at 6 at the Mondushkamig. Council says it hopes that it'll allow the community to have their concerns heard and to discuss next steps. Lambton County staff are recommending that council moves ahead with a proposed 50-unit affordable housing project on Kathleen Avenue in Sarnia, even though federal funding hasn't been secured. GM Valerie Colasante says the project is the most shovel-ready, as it's already owned by the county, and a request for proposal has already been issued.
The other properties that are noted in the report, some of them aren't owned yet by the county, so there's some work to be done there. We need to look at zoning. We need to look at probably some significant environmental studies. So there's quite a bit of work to do on any of the other projects at this time.
She also says there could be funding coming based on what was included in this week's federal budget. You can read more at sarnianewstoday.ca. An off-duty London police officer has been charged with impaired driving by the OPP. They say he was pulled over by officers on the 401 near Wonderland Road yesterday. 35-year-old Constable Daryl Horan is a 12-year veteran with the London Police Service. The Woodstock man was released from custody and will appear in court June the 4th. 14 people in Montreal are accused of targeting victims across Canada using the grandparent scam. As Natalia Vega tells us, the OPP have been investigating since September 2022. As a result of their investigation, 56 charges have been laid.
OPP say more than $739,000 had been swindled from 126 victims just between January 22nd and April 8th. Fraudsters would claim to need bail money for a loved one who was in custody. Although victims were located across Canada, the majority of the targeted individuals live in Ontario between the ages of 46 and 95 years old. Provincial police say since February 2022, the organized crime group is responsible for over $2.2 million in reported losses across Canada. I'm Natalia Vega.
The annual Indigenous Film Festival kicks off at the Kineto Theatre in Forest tomorrow. The event will open with a film created with students from three schools in Forest and Kettle and Stony Point. Filmmaker Marshall Lee George says they all sang the same song, and on the final day of filming, classes from all schools gathered at a park.
So we actually had the entire schools all together in the middle of the park in Forest doing a giant round dance with Candace and a few students drumming in the middle.
George says the film is about unity and showing how beautiful and inclusive their culture is. Other films shown during the festival throughout the weekend will include Hey Victor and Cafe Daughter. And congratulations to 61-year-old Leslie Miller of Corunna. She won $250,000 on an instant crossword deluxe scratch ticket. She plans to pay off her daughter's vehicle and buy a new one for herself with her winnings. The winning ticket was purchased at Milk Mark Variety on Wellington Street in Sarnia. Partly cloudy tonight, showers and a risk of an overnight thunderstorm, low 10 degrees. Showers ending tomorrow morning, then clearing, high 15, and a mix of sun and cloud Saturday, high 9 degrees.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.